Hello and welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez. Late summer and early fall might not seem like a very tropical time in Missouri, but it is the best season to find one of the last remaining pieces of the state's tropical past. I'm talking about the largest edible native fruit in North America, the elusive pawpaw. Despite the fruit's uniquely exotic flavor and the fact that it grows throughout the Midwest, you won't find the pawpaw in most grocery stores, which means if you want to taste it, you have to set off into the woods, which is exactly what I did on a recent afternoon. So I'm here at Rock Ridge State Park because I know from some hikes that I've been on that there's a large patch of pawpaw here along the Springbrook Trail. I think it should be fruiting around this time of year, but I'm gonna go and check. All right, so I've managed to find the pawpaw patch, and it's exactly where it likes to be in what's known as the riparian zone, which is the interface between water, in this case, the creek, and the rest of the wooded area. There are dozens of pawpaw trees all over. They form a thick canopy of leaves, and the fruits come right off the branches as well. So I'm looking around all these different branches, and I'm not seeing any fruits. Pawpaw trees form colonies, with the original tree producing genetically identical clones that grow outwards. To produce their fruits, they have to be cross-pollinated with other genetically distinct trees, which can be kind of a crapshoot in the wild. But if you want a more reliable source of pawpaw, you can always grow your own.
I planted four seedlings about more than 15 years ago.
That's Lisa Beamer, a professor of biochemistry at the University of Missouri who planted the pawpaw in her backyard. She ordered her seedlings from the Missouri Department of Conservation, which grows pawpaw and other native trees to sell from its nursery near Licking, Missouri.
Well, I've had blooms on the plants for a number of years, but never got any fruit. And so when I was online, someone suggested doing hand pollination, and that was what I did back like in April.
To pollinate her plants by hand, Beamer used a paintbrush to collect pollen from the male flowers of one group and painted them onto the female flowers of another.
Actually, at first it was disappointing because nothing happened. And then like a month later, I saw these little tiny green things starting to come out, and then I was excited.
The pawpaw fruit itself is pale green and vaguely avocado-shaped. As it ripens towards the end of August and into early September, it yellows.
The best way to tell if a pawpaw fruit is ripe is not so much by looking as it is by touching. And when you hold the pawpaw fruit in your hand and you gently squeeze it, it should yield under the pressure of your fingers.
Patrick Byers is a regional horticultural specialist with the University of Missouri Extension. He's been researching different pawpaw cultivars for years, trying to solve some of the issues that have kept pawpaws out of grocery stores.
It is a very perishable fruit in that it has a short shelf life and would have to be handled very carefully at harvest because it is softening at that point.
The cultivars the extension has been testing aim to produce faster-growing trees that produce the tasty fruit more reliably. The actual taste of the pawpaw can be hard to describe.
It combines a number of tropical fruits and flavor. And so when I eat a pawpaw, I think of a combination of banana, mango, perhaps a little bit of papaya mixed in, but it is definitely a tropical flavor. And the flesh has the consistency of a firm banana.
If you want to experience the taste of the fruit for yourself, there's still time. Pawpaw season typically lasts through the end of September. That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. Thanks for listening. You can find this story and more on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastian Martinez.